Right, I'm here with Tommy Utzon from Amorphis today. Hi, Tommy, how are you doing?
Hello there. I'm doing just fine, you know. It's summer is coming and I'm waiting for the summer festivals and it's nice and warm here in Finland. That's great.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I must say happy birthday for a few days ago. It was your birthday, wasn't it, earlier this week?
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Did you have any special celebrations?
I didn't have any special celebration. I'm just getting old, that's the fact, and I don't know if there's any reason to celebrate that thing.
Yeah, it's just a number.
Yeah, it's just a number.
Okay, right. We need to start by talking about Circle, of course, the band's 11th album just released. It's already the official album chart number one in Finland. What's the reaction been from fans and critics so far?
I've been doing lots of interviews, like folders, and I think that people, they've been really into this album somehow. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's something different this time, and maybe we found something fresh elements for this album also. And the critics being really positive also. So I'm really looking forward to festival season because there's going to be lots of great shows during the summertime, and it's great to play new songs on stage.
Yeah.
But after that, it's been really positive, and I think it's going to be one hell of a year for Amorphis.
I'm sure, yeah. Okay, so many of the band's previous song lyrics were based around the Finnish national epic, the Kalevala, is that the right way of saying it? but on Circle, they focus on an original concept, don't they? Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Yeah, the guy who wrote lyrics for previous albums, Pekka Kainulainen, he also wrote lyrics for this Circle album. And we just wanted to continue cooperation with him because he's really into old myths and old stories, like stories from Kalevala and things like that. But this time we wanted to do things differently, and we wanted also have a small distance from Kalevala. And we just told Pekka, okay, maybe it's time to do something different. And we kind of gave him free hands to do whatever he wants. And he wrote this kind of story that you can find from Circle album, and I think it's kind of timeless album. There's timeless issues, and it's not like a huge hero story. It's more like a story about one man, and he has some problems in his life, and after some kind of crisis or accident, he finds a new way of seeing his life, and he gets new opinions and maybe some motivation from old beliefs and old stories.
Yeah.
So I think it's really a timeless concept, and I think everyone has some problems in their lives, and I think almost everyone has to stop and think what I am and what I want from my life.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes you have to look backwards to see your future, you know. And that's what happens in this album.
Right, yeah, sounds really interesting. Okay, I've heard a couple of songs, I can't wait to hear the rest. I've not heard it all yet, but yeah it's fantastic.
I think the story, it's when I first read it, I found it really interesting because I think there's some reflections also from the Kalevala thing. The story is not taken from Kalevala, but the atmosphere and the places and the feelings are quite similar with Kalevala.
Yeah.
So I think it was great soundtrack, our music.
Yeah.
Really great soundtrack for the story.
Right, yeah. Awesome. Okay. And also the artwork's really interesting, as it always is on the Amorphis album covers. How do you get together and decide what to put on the album covers? Do you decide as a whole band what you'd like?
We just had some ideas, and of course one idea was to use some kind of circle theme on the cover. But the other idea was this spiritual guide or this mystic person who is on the cover now. And we gave some ideas from to Tom Bates, who did this beautiful cover, and he wanted to use this mystic person, and he did it up really nice, because it's, I really like the cover. It's not the typical heavy metal cover, and it's, at the same time, I like the atmosphere. It's kind of mysticus, and it's not too bright, you know.
Yeah.
I love the colors, you know.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Very detailed as well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great cover, and some people who saw this first time, they were quite disappointed in a way. But for me, it's really hard to understand it, because it's really beautiful, and at the same time, I think it gives some kind of picture of the atmosphere on this album.
Yeah.
So we are really happy that we choose Tom Bates.
Yeah, yeah. So have you used him before as your artist?
Excuse me?
Have you used Tom before for previous album covers? Or is this the first one that he's designed?
This is the first time, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was Esa's idea to take contact with Tom. And it was a great choice, because, as I said before, we wanted to do things differently, and this was one thing that we wanted to change. There wasn't nothing wrong with previous albums, but we just wanted to have maybe more organic atmosphere on this album.
Yeah.
And that's why we chose Tom.
I see. Yeah, okay. Looks great on the T-shirts as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're beginning touring on the 10th of May right through to October, and then the Circle World Tour starts in November. How do you prepare for such a big tour? Because it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge, but I think we are already well prepared, because we have this release show here in Finland, and we played the whole Circle album there.
Yeah.
I mean, nine songs from the album, and it was fantastic, you know. Of course, we were a little bit scared before we hit the stage, but it was fantastic when we started to play the whole album.
Yeah.
And now we know that all the songs, they work really well on stage, so it's really easy to pick. We can play almost any song from the album.
Yeah.
It was so fantastic. And but hey, at the same time, we have lots of songs we have to play.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to be difficult again. And summer festivals, sometimes we have only like 45 minutes on stage, and it's you know, it's horrible to
try to choose
a decent set list. But
yeah,
I'm really, really looking forward. It's great to get on stage again, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, of course you'll be back at Bloodstock again this year on the 9th of August. What do you think to that festival?
We played there a couple of years ago, and it was a great heavy metal festival. We had real fun there, and as I remember, Esa also took a tattoo.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. There was some guy who did some tattoos, and Esa was a little bit drunk, and he had an idea, okay, let's take a tattoo.
Oh, cool.
But I also remember Theodore Bono played at the same stage with us, and I think this year, are we the only band from Finland this year? Am I right?
As far as I know, on the main bands, I'm not 100% sure, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that was kind of, I was a little bit surprised, because when you are touring in Europe Festival, there's always a couple of Finnish bands playing, but this year, Bloodstock Festival, I didn't find any other Finnish bands.
Yeah,
I was quite surprised, but of course we are really proud that we can play there, and it's going to be fantastic. And I really want to see, like, Anthrax. I think they are playing at the same day with us.
Yes.
Mayor.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay. So, what? Because you're going to be doing so much touring, what do you really like and dislike about being on tour?
Sometimes it's really hard, you know. When you're touring, sleeping is really difficult for me sometimes, and that's maybe the only hard thing on tour.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to take it easy, and I'm trying to be relaxed when we are touring. And I really like touring because we are good friends. We have a great atmosphere on the band, so
yeah,
it's really easy to tour with these guys. But sometimes when you have to sleep in bus, and sometimes when you have a horrible jet lag, that's really hard.
Yeah.
But I think it's really a small problem, and that's the only negative thing I can imagine. So
yeah.
I really like touring.
Cool. So what do you need to do personally to take care of your voice? Because, I mean, it must take its toll, you know, playing show after show every night.
I don't have any special tricks. I'm just trying to take it easy. And I have to do some warming for my voice, of course, and I do some physical exercise also. And I don't drink and I don't smoke. And I try to sleep well.
Yeah.
That's all, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to not worry too much. I'm just trying to concentrate the most important thing, which is play on stage.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Yeah. Okay, great. And talking about the singing, moving on, I'd love to ask you about your custom-built microphone because it's so unique and I've never seen one like that before. Can you tell me more about it? Is there something really special about why you use that?
I don't know why I use this kind of microphones. I just wanted to have something different because all guitarists, they have lots of different models they can choose.
Yeah.
But as a singer, you can also only have like few, and they are really boring.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have something different, and a friend of mine, he did this, so it's a custom-made microphone, and this is version number 2, I think. And yeah. I think it's great. It's really heavy, you know, when you're carrying it. It's really heavy.
Is it?
Sometimes when I have to use a spare microphone, it feels really stupid because this normal microphone, it's really light.
Yeah.
And it feels a little bit gay to hold this normal microphone. But, yeah, it's great. I think it's... it's part of my personality, I think.
Yeah.
And it's great to have this special thing.
Yeah, yeah, that looks awesome. Yeah, definitely unique.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's going to be also version number 3 in the future, but I only have some little ideas about it, but I think I will use this version number 2 a couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Right. And also Amorphis have recently released a new, is it a bourbon sauce, a special sauce? Yeah. Can you tell me what does that taste like and what do you eat it with?
actually, I have used it a couple of times and it's delicious, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's good to put if you, for example, do some barbecue things, you can put it on a meat. It's great. But I think the idea came from this company, and the guy who runs this company, he's a great Amorphis fan, and he wanted to have some kind of celebration sauce.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to cooperate with us. It was a funny idea, and of course it's not a big deal. It's not going to make us rich or not. Fun, you know.
Yeah. Oh, looks interesting. Yeah. Okay. I also read that the first album you ever bought was Animalize by Kiss. Do you still listen to them today?
Not that much.
Yeah.
Of course I like Kiss, but I just don't listen that much old classics. I'm trying to find new bands, which is really difficult nowadays because I don't have that much time.
Yeah.
But of course, Kiss is—they are really legendary, and they have a huge amount of great songs.
Yeah, this.
But I think it's not the best Kiss album.
Yeah, yeah. Did you say you don't think it's the best, or you do?
No, it's not the best one.
Yeah, what would you say?
Maybe Killers. It's a great album.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So you said you like to find new bands. Are there any new bands that you've found recently that you enjoy listening to?
Some Finnish bands, maybe. Like, I really like Hooded Menace, which is like really death metal, slow doom death metal music. And also punk rock band from Finland, and also Famine Year, which is like grindcore.
Right.
It's really interesting bands coming from Finland nowadays.
Yeah.
And it's not only metal, also punk music scene is growing all the time.
Is it? Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay, cool. So it's going to be a really busy year, like we've said, for the band. What about after? Do you have any plans for the future after you've completed your world tour? What's the future plans?
I think we have to work with this Circle album. Maybe, yeah, I think next year we have to work with this album too. Maybe, I really hope that we go to the United States with this album also.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know when we're going to release another album. I hope it's not going to take too many years.
Yeah.
I think we don't want to have any breaks or holidays. So
right.
I think we are really busy.
Yeah.
In next year also.
Cool. Lots of work. So lots more to look forward to then from Amorphis. Okay. And yeah, towards the end, I got to mention this today because, of course, we heard the sad news of Jeff Hanneman's death yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to share your thoughts about Jeff?
For me, it was a huge surprise. I knew that he was kind of sick.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was so serious. And when I heard the news, I was really shocked. I mean, really shocked. And, yeah, Slayer is, of course, really important band, and I'm glad they are still continuing, but it's not the same without Jeff, and he did some great songs with Slayer, and I think he was a person who didn't want to do any compromises, so it's always a great thing. And, yeah, it made me really sad.
Mm.
I was quite surprised that it takes so...
Yeah.
Big emotion for me, but
me too.
It's a sad day, yeah.
Very. I think it shocked everybody. I don't think anybody was prepared for that. So
yeah.
Rest in peace to Jeff. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your final message for the fans? What would you like to say to them?
I'm really glad that people are still following the band, you know, because I think we were. In some, was it like Rock Top 40? I think we were number 14 in that.
Right.
In the UK.
Yeah.
So it was great
yeah.
position for us. And, you know, I don't know. It's I'm just really glad that we are touring again. I'm really looking forward to summer and all the happy people around the world.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, well, thank you. Well, we look forward to seeing you at Bloodstock over here. And thank you very much for your time, Tommy, and have a nice rest of your day.
Thank you.
Okay.
And,